Can you can hang things up in it
Yeah.
or?
It's got frames on each end for hanging things in, and doors go up the middle to put little things in. Our daughter had it made in Columbus, Georgia.
You have a lot of relatives living in Georgia, I guess.
All his people come from Georgia and Alabama. Most you go to hunt, never been any of his people. Everybody you hear of, it's all from Georgia. Papa said, "Hey, brothers."
My father's half brothers, half of them were doctors. And all of them, they were highly educated and old. I don't know why my father, he never.
Now, it wasn't your daddy's half brother that was a doctor. It was your daddy's brother's boy that was a doctor.
They was all of them, his papa's brothers, and they was two sets of the children.
Three sets, wasn't it?
They were two sets. In the first set, they nearly all of them were doctors. And there's some people, some doctors in this country will tell you the best doctors they ever went to, some of them up here at Forest. And all was horseless.
But they's far back, he didn't know.
But of course, they're far back, you know, I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
And my father, he was in the last set.
Well, if you ever go to
Sand
Mountain, up that Boaz, you'd be more than apt to run up on some horses up there. But his brother lived on Sand Mountain, and his brother's boy was a doctor, and he owned a big hospital up there. They owned that Sand Mountain in Boaz. And this doctor's son's wife and daughter lives up there.
He was a millionaire. Way back. He owned all, he owned a big hospital. He owned the hospital and all, everything he was there.
What other things would you have in a bedroom to keep clothes in besides? What about something just with drawers in it?
We can have a dresser. No dresser.
We got no dresser in there now.
A lot of people has these chest drawers, they used to call them. There's nothing but built like a thatch, you know, but just have drawers in it you can pull out, you know, put your clothes or anything you want to in them and shove them back in.
Did y'all used to have that? What?
Used to have closets.
Just tell me what. What sort of different things you remember having?
Well, that's about all, I reckon. I used, as far as clothes concerned, I used to have suits, we used to have suits of clothes.
You can take these old timey high back rocker. They used to have them when I first come down here. That's his mother and daddy's chairs.
Yes,
big high back rockers.
Here's the chairs we had. That day and time. When I was coming up, when I was born, there wasn't anybody here much. You can take from Homewood to Trenton, there wasn't but about four houses, 7 miles. About 8 miles, I reckon. And there wasn't anybody lived in here. And there's just all kind of game here, all kind of snakes or anything you wanted to. There's plenty of deer here. And if I wanted to mess the squirrels, I'd get up every morning before breakfast and get out to there's a two reed breaks and run together like this. Right out down here and about a quarter of me, I'd go down there before breakfast and sit down there. And if I wanted two or three of swarm there, would kill over two or three. I'd kill them, come back, eat my breakfast and go to work.
You said there were two, what?
Two reed breaks.
What's that?
It's boggy, you'd call it bog holes. It's just boggy water run down in between them and the dirt's just soft as it can be. You could start that chair and some of them it'd go slam down.
Well, you could take a fence rail and start in some of them and the fence rail